Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein at AWOD Radio. So I put it out there on social media. If you had 6 months' notice, would you buy tickets and be at the Sean Taylor jersey retirement? Zach tweets me, only people who need an apology are the family, not the fans. He's a 27-year-old lifetime fan, and he wants to say that if you want to go, you should get on StubHub. Sean tweets me that he just bought tickets for this. B Hood says, nope. He would not buy tickets to this. 1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's get to some good news. All right, let's get to some good news, Washington Football Team fans, guys that support the burgundy and gold, diehard fans. Let's get to some good news. Well, reports came out that Washington is last place in NFL attendance this season. That deserves a round of applause, all right? I'm proud of you guys out there for not showing up. We are last in attendance, and that's a win. Stop showing up. Screw you, Dan Snyder. Stop getting our money. Please take this as a win. Until the product at FedEx Field is better, we shouldn't go. Until the Ashburn drama dies down, we shouldn't go. Until we have a name to be proud and to sing and to yell the team's name, we should not go. Last week, I was offered a legit free ticket in the 200 section. Great seats with one of my best friends, and I turned it down. I'd rather watch at home. 10 years ago, I would have slapped myself in the face for that decision because it would have been a no-brainer. Now, why would I want to go and see the stadium filled with opposing team fans? Pay $24 for below-average chicken tenders. I can't believe Atlanta sells hot dogs for $1. I would go and eat 10 of those. It just shows you how bad Dan Snyder is at being an owner. So, Washington Football Team fans, far and wide, I'm telling you, Adam Epstein on 106.7 The Fan, telling you that us being last place in attendance is a win. Great job. Thank you, fans. We've all come together, and that's a win for us. Let's stay in last place. I love it. Don't go to games. Watch at home. I love it. Thank you guys for not showing up. That is an accomplishment. The Washington Football Team is last in NFL attendance this season. We're hitting Dan Snyder right where it hurts him worse. In his little old fat wallet. I love it. Way to go. Thank you, Washington Football Team fans. We did it. We may not have won many games this season. We may not win many games by the end of the season. But we've won something deep in our hearts, which knows that we hurt Dan Snyder. He's seeing all the reports on ESPN. Besides the off-the-field controversy, the on-field product, nobody's in the stands. Last place in the NFL. And I am proud to say that I support the team who is last place in home attendance. Give me a reason to go to the game. Fix the traffic. Make the parking lot a little bit cheaper. 10% cheaper. Make it easier to get in and out. Again, this is somebody speaking here that was a season ticket holder with my dad for 15 years. It caused more arguments in my household than it did, you know, wins and celebrations. So let's take this as a huge dub. Last place in attendance this season. We caused this. We caused this. Why? Because we just decided we're done with this team. We don't need to go watch them. We don't need to go down to Richmond to see them in training camp. I love Ron Rivera. I love Chase Young. Don't get me wrong. This is my favorite team. All right? I love the Wizards. I don't care about the Wizards nearly as much as I do the Washington football team. But this is a win for us that we did not go to games this season, and we are last place in the NFL. And so this is something, in the midst of this Sean Taylor controversy, this is something where we can all come together and pat each other on the back. You see a Washington football team fan down the street, you say, hey, congratulations on last place. You deserve this. You're making a difference. I promise you it's making a difference. I promise you that behind closed doors, Dan Snyder's scratching his head, probably screaming at Jason Wright and telling him to fix this. Why is this happening? Because we are smart. We are smart Washington football team fans. We've realized that $400 for a 60-inch flat screen is better than going to every single game. Just have a beer on your couch and watch the team lose. And every once in a while we win, and you get to cheer and get blackout drunk and have a great celebration. But most of the time we lose. But at least you're not at the game giving him money, paying for parking, paying for tickets, paying for overpriced beers, paying for overpriced chicken nuggets, paying, Johnny Rockets? Are you kidding me? Worst burger I've ever had. I'd rather have Burger King than Johnny Rockets. I hate FedEx so much. It's so bad. It's such a bad product. But I am proud to say the Washington football team is last place. In this scenario, last place is first place. Last place is first place. If you're not first, you're last. If you're last, you're first. That's what I'm telling you. I am so happy. I am so happy that that report came out. Unbelievable. That's what I needed this week. To know that we've all come together. Because that's the thing, is we've all been decided. You look up on Twitter, what do people want the name to be? All fans are divided on that. But we've come together to realize that FedEx Field sucks and that we shouldn't go there until they move the stadium, until they pick a name. I mean, there's 1,000 things you can say. But I'm proud to say that I support the last place in attendance team in the National Football League. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm at AWOD Radio. Cindy tweets me, you're hilarious. Keep it up. Oh, love that, Cindy. Welcome to the AWOD Army. Bruce tweets me that there's no way that if he had 6 months in advance, he would go to this game. And Mac tweets me that Washington needs to move back to D.C. in a new stadium at the old RFK site. It would be 10 times a better stadium to get to. Absolutely. I mean, it's such a weird thing when you think about the Washington football team or the Washington previous name, all right? The team has always, in my lifetime now, you know, played in Landover, Maryland, practiced either in Pennsylvania during the offseason or in Richmond, Virginia, and had their home in Ashburn. Where's the D.C.? Am I lost on something? Where's the D.C.?
Trust me, I'm right there with you. I think we're about the same age. So, yeah, same in my lifetime, too. Always been Landover, always been Virginia, no D.C.
So how do you feel about last place in attendance?
I'm kind of with you because, you know, given the antics and everything going on in the organization, they haven't done anything, in my opinion, to prove the fans' respect.
Absolutely.
So kind of to your point, you know, I think that's being reflected in the attendance, and that's why that is.
Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Steve in D.C., you're on with Adam Epstein.
Hi. I just want to say I agree with everything you're saying, and I appreciate the emotion, and I'm in agreement with you. But I was just wondering, and because I'm not sure, like, how much do you think it affects Dan Snyder, the attendance? Like, does he care about that, or does he care, like, if the suites are sold out? I know we're not going.
So I know he cares, Steve, but I would say the biggest thing that hurts him is the reports and the last place being promoted by ESPN. You know, I'm sure he's getting money. They're somehow getting people into the suites. I'm sure they've upcharged people for other things, so they're making their money. I'm sure this whole last place thing, he's not, you know, going broke off of it, but I know he's probably upset about it. You know what I mean, Steve?
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't know the exact numbers, but I agree. The reports are hurting him, hopefully.
Yep. All right. Great call, man. I appreciate you supporting the show.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's go to Scott in Virginia. What's going on, Scott? You're on the Fan with Adam Epstein.
Hey, Awad. So I've been thinking a lot this week about this commemoration, the ceremony to retire the jersey.
Yeah.
And I think a lot about Pat Tillman from the Arizona Cardinals and how there was another young man, another elite football player who was killed in tragic circumstances. And I think back to the way that Arizona commemorated his life and his legacy. And it's just really sad to me how bad Dan Snyder and his crew are botching this.
Yeah. I mean, it's, believe me, I'm not joking when I say I think it's the worst thing Dan Snyder's done to this fan base, his entire tenure. And Scott, yeah. I would say they should postpone it and try to fix it, because if they go along with it this Sunday, it's just going to be terrible, a terrible memory.
Yeah, this should be the kind of thing where they're wearing a patch on the uniform all year, you know, the helmet stickers on the helmet all year, and then, you know, pick a game or two to do it right, and they're just not doing it right.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067. It's as easy as that. You take out your phone, you dial in the number. My guy Donald on the other end there behind the glass will put you on hold, and you will join AWOD Weekend Radio. So we've got a bunch of people on the phone lines here, so we'll get to you after this quick commercial break here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. I promise you guys that was my one crazy rant of the week. Now it's back to normal sports talk radio. All right, if you had your volumes cranked down because I was screaming and yelling my head off, you could put it back to the normal volume levels now. All right, I've calmed down. I had a sip of coffee. Had half my Gatorade during the commercial break. I'm relaxed now, all right? I don't want to destroy Dan Snyder. No, I still do. All right, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to hear from members of the AWOD Army right now. Let's go to Bobby in Virginia. What's up, Bobby?
What's happening, my man? How are you today?
I'm frustrated, if you've been listening, but how are you?
I have been listening. You know, I'm thinking to myself a couple things. Wouldn't it be, and you can give me your opinion, wouldn't it have been better 2 days ago to go, you know what, we know this is a, you know, cluster screw. We understand this. The fans aren't liking it. Why don't we just do ourselves a big giant favor and say this is a 10,000 towel honoring Sean Taylor, fly his family in, and then we are going to go ahead and retire his jersey on November on a Monday night game and fly him back in, do whatever you've got to do, and try to fix the problem that way.
Yeah.
Instead of just going, well, I'm sorry. Well, I don't say I'm sorry unless I've done something wrong. And my second point is, you think about that one. And my second point is, that if he keeps going, Dan Snyder keeps going the way he's going, the only stadium he's going to be able to fill anywhere is West Potomac High School that seats 3,000 people. And he's going to have to give hot dogs away.
Yeah. I mean,
you think about that, chew on that, and let me know what you think.
Well, what do you think of being last in attendance this season?
Well, again, that's my point. I mean, your last year, you know he's losing money. All the people that are doing concessions, he's not getting anything. He is losing money. And that was my point about if you wanted to make money, you could sell a dollar hot dog at a football stadium for a high school for $3,000, probably make more than what he's making now. The lights, everything that he's got to pay for there, you know, all the security, all the people that come into that place, you know. And so, but I was thinking to myself, I'm like going, there was a way out. I think you couldn't do it today. You couldn't do it tomorrow. But there was a way out 3 days ago.
Right.
Where
absolutely.
He could say, we're going to honor him, and we're going to give away 10,000, towels, and his family's going to be there just to let them know that in November or December or whatever date forward, we're going to drop that thing, and his jersey's going to be up on the stadium wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, great call, Bobby. And here's the other thing. Another caller said earlier, I totally agree about, which is postpone it, still bring Sean Taylor's family there, but ask them. Like, I would love Gabe Taylor, who's, he's playing college football right now. I really enjoyed that interview with Grant and Danny. And if you missed it, you can rewind with the Odyssey app because it was less than 24 hours ago, or you can download the podcast, Grant and Danny, on 106.7 The Fan. It's a great interview. I think it was like a spur-of-the-moment thing. They just randomly got him on the phone. But my biggest thing is that I would love to have him sit down and say, here are the people that I want there. Because I think there are more people than we realize. Because, of course, the obvious ones are Santana Moss, Clinton Portis. Those are your obvious Sean Taylor loved him. But there's probably guys that we don't really know about. Guys from University of Miami. Guys he played college, high school football with. Guys that were here in Washington for not that long, but were really impacted by him. Even guys like LeRon Landry, I would love to hear who Gabe thinks, and who the family of Sean Taylor thinks would want to be there to celebrate him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We got Jay in Tacoma Park. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for calling.
Good. Good. Hey, so as cliche as it may sound, I think, you got to take the good with the bad with this organization as usual. I think, out of all the teams in the league and all of the deceased players that this league has seen, I don't think any organization has remembered or honored a player's legacy as much as the Redskins have honored Sean Taylor's legacy. I'm not disputing the fact that this ceremony and this retirement ceremony is a complete botch by them. Mm-hmm. But I definitely believe that this organization has honored Sean's legacy more than any other team or any other organization in sports, to be honest with you. Because here we are 15 years later, still honoring and still remembering Sean Taylor's legacy like it just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So as much as the fans are upset and, as much as the Redskins botched this thing, like I said in the beginning of the call, you definitely got to take the good with the bad because Dan Snyder, as much as we all dislike him, I think no owner has ever done as much for a deceased player such as Sean Taylor than he has in
terms of remembering his legacy. It's an interesting circumstance, though. You know what I mean? Like it's like he had to. And also, he loves Sean Taylor, too. And as much as I hate on Dan Snyder, he is a huge fan of this football team. He grew up loving this team, so I understand why, it means so much to him. But how big of a fan are you, Jay, and what is your thoughts on us being last place in attendance?
I'm a diehard fan, and the last place in attendance is something that's, you know, been a long time coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's been declining over the past, how many years have we seen? I mean, we could see for ourselves just watching a game. We don't even need an official attendance count or anybody to tell us that the attendance is lacking. I think we've been last before. I don't think this is the first time, but it's definitely going to be blown up now because of all the circumstances that are going on. And in terms of the investigations of what's going on and the emails and things like that, I mean, we knew this team was going to be investigated, and we knew bad things were going to come out through this investigation. That's the whole point of this team moving forward, hiring Ron Rivera, making changes in the front office to try to change this culture, because this investigation is from what happened in the past. So we should have anticipated that some bad things were going to come out of this investigation. Nobody should be shocked right now. We knew that bad things were going to come out because this team is being investigated during the time of Bruce Allen and so on.
Right, but you have to also know that, you know, the controversy came up in the middle of John Gruden. Like, Not Jay Gruden, you know, not Deuce Gruden, not Jack Gruden, John Gruden, who should have not had nothing to do with Washington. The fact that he's emailing Bruce Allen scares the hell out of me. I think this is just the tipping point. A ton more is going to come out, and Bruce Allen's going to be dragged through the mud, rightfully so. It's just terrible timing, and I'm getting a lot of tweets from people, and a couple of them are wondering, hey, why should we not go even if we want to pay respect to Sean Taylor? It's because Dan Snyder knew that we were last in attendance and we had the Chiefs coming in, and he's using this to get the attendance numbers back up, in my opinion. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Edgar in Virginia. Edgar, what's going on, man? Appreciate you staying on hold.
Oh, yeah, appreciate your feelings. Definitely feel similar. So, you know, just at the dumping some trash and dumping some feelings. But, you know, I was having a conversation with my sister yesterday where, like, is this finally the conversation that makes you want to divorce the team?
I'm not going to lie. I thought about the same thing.
Right. I mean, like, I remember getting Sean Taylor's autograph as a rookie. We went to Tampa, Ashburn. So, it's different.
Edgar, you sound like you're either breaking up or you're getting emotional. You still there?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me more how you feel, man, because I'm right with you.
I mean, it's obviously messy. Like I wish I could have gone. You know, of course, planning is part of it. Really would have wanted to go. But with 2-3 days notice is not really always good thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's another thing, a little behind the curtains here. I have actually worked for the Washington football team. I have a check that was signed by Dan Snyder. All right, I've video edited for them. They have the most unbelievable archive of footage going back to Riggins, going back Bobby Mitchell. The NFL sends. They have unbelievable footage. I'm just wondering. Has anyone seen like Sean Taylor highlights being promoted on social media, like coming up to this event? Like, I know they have a full video staff there with Julie Donaldson, and they're doing content every single day. There should have been a highlight package that's retweeted by a million people, and it's giving everyone goosebumps. I know for a fact they have that footage. I know they have hired the people that are talented enough to make a great video edit. Now, a lot of people that were there when I was there have moved on to better jobs, but they have everything in that building to create an unbelievable. They should have had Santana Moss, Clinton Portis, more guys from that team back in the day, and Joe Gibbs. They say Joe Gibbs is going to be at the game. Why haven't they had him on their damn coaches show? You know, every single day I turn on NBC Sports Washington, it's Julie or someone doing a show promoting the football team. Well, they knew that the fan base was upset about this Sean Taylor legacy thing. Why didn't they put more things out there? That's another thing I'm frustrated with. All right, we got phone lines here. What do you think, Donald? Can I go to more phone calls here, or do we got to take a quick commercial break? I know we got Steve Birnbaum coming up after the break here.
Yeah, we could probably take another call or two.
All right, I think this is Lucas here on line two. What's going on, Lucas?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks Good. For taking my call.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard you say that, you know, you thought that they were trying to use this as, you know, as a way to help the attendance. And I don't know that that's absolutely true. I think it's more deceitful than that. You know, it seems to me, if you wanted to use this as something to put butts in the seats, then you would announce it a couple months in advance. I know I would make it a point to try and be there, and so would all the other diehard Redskins fans. However, this seems more like, you know, a smoke and mirrors distraction for the reason we've been dragged into the forefront of the media again for more scandal. And that just that doesn't honor Sean Taylor's memory. That dishonors the man's memory.
Absolutely, man. Good call, good energy, good passion. I appreciate it. Let's real quick, Tony, you got to be quick here, but I do want to get your thoughts. What's going on, Tony in Germantown?
Yeah, what's going on, man? I feel kind of bad, but I'm okay with it because it's kind of a last-minute thing. It's okay because I actually was going to the game beforehand anyway, and it's a bad situation, but what I'm seeing, too, that's kind of upsetting me is a lot of people who were like season ticket holders who were like, oh, I gave up my ticket for that game. I would have went. Like, if you were saying, go to the games, and that's a
no, but Tony, I agree with you, but I was a season ticket holder, and I look, they're very expensive, and you look at the schedule and you see the Chiefs. I'm not mad at people for being like, that's a loss. Let's sell the tickets and try to make some money back.
I mean, I get it, but still, and then too, that's also alumni day. You get to see other players. And, yep. You know, granted, it's the Chiefs, and, you know, like I said, it's also a chance to, as bad as it sounds, to see possibly one of the greatest quarterbacks ever in Patrick Mahomes.
That's true.
Just hope that we can win. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I feel bad for fans who really wanted to go and couldn't go, but, you know, fans who were like, see the ticket holder, like, oh, I'm selling my ticket, I ain't go, and you mad now, I don't feel bad for you because you got the ticket, and I need to do what you want with them, but don't get upset because you sold your ticket.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, man, and I appreciate the passion, and I can tell you're a huge fan of the football team, so with that, we can 100% agree. Adam Epstein here on 106.7 The Fan. When I return, I'll be joined on the hotline by DC United center back Steven Birnbaum. They've got a game tonight, 7:30, right down the street at Audi Field. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. This is AWOD Weekend Radio. I'm your host, Adam Epstein. You can follow me on social media at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. And joining me now on the hotline is a very special guest. I like to call him a friend of the show. That's Steve Birnbaum, center back for DC United. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Of course, man. Great to have you back on the show. It's always fun getting you on here. You know, I'm a huge soccer fan, so anytime I get hit up and they want to promote DC United, I'm all for it. And so you've got a big game coming up tonight, 7:30. It's at home against Nashville. Give me your thoughts. What's going through your head as you're getting ready for the big game?
Yeah, you know, we got a big final stretch coming up. We got six games left in the season, and you know, we're fighting for that playoff position. And Nashville's a good team, and but we're really good at home, and we're hoping we're going to come out with that energy and that fire, and you know, get a win. I mean, it's a big game for us. You know, we have a like I said, six games left, and we're in the playoffs now, but it's so close in the East that, you know, it could go either way.
Yeah, absolutely. This is when, you know, standings are decided here, and Nashville playing really well in second place. They've got Sapong up top, Dax McCarty in the midfield. As you guys have been scouting them and getting ready for this matchup, and you see those big-name players that have been playing so well, what kind of thoughts are going through your guys' head and your tactics as you try to slow them down?
Yeah, you know, they play a 5-3-2, so they're pretty sound defensively, and, you know, it's going to be up to us to, you know, dictate the pace of play, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, have a good majority of the ball and kind of move them side to side and then pounce on our opportunity. And on the counter of that, you know, if they're in, you know, counterattack mode, we have to make sure that we're good with active marking, because those guys at the top are good. And, you know, like you mentioned, he can run, he's fast, and he's quality. It's just about, you know, keeping track of those guys on the defensive side. That's my job.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's a veteran now. He's been around the league for a while and played for a few different clubs and just keeps banging in goals for them. Let me get a little soccer nerdy with you here. You said they would play a 5-3-2. How does that kind of go with your style of play and kind of break it down, you know, for some of the audience members that are listening that don't really understand the difference between formations of 4-3-3 or a 5-3-2 or a 4-2-2? When you see a different formation, how does that affect your game style?
You know, it's kind of how we prepare. You know, we play in a, you know, 5-2-3 formation, which, you know, it goes from, starts from the defense to the, you know, towards the forward. So, you know, 5 defenders, 2 midfielders, 3 attackers. But it fluctuates throughout the game depending on how you're attacking and defending. And so, you know, we match up pretty well against other teams that play a back five so that we can pin their wing backs deep so that we have more space to manipulate the midfield. So, it just depends on the style of play. You know, some they're a little bit more sound defensively and like to sit in their half and win the ball there and then break on the counter. So that's kind of what we have to be aware of with their formation.
And when you play a team like that that breaks on the counter, does that mean that you guys are trying to play a high line and get them with some offside traps? Because I know personally, like when I play FIFA, that's the scariest thing ever is when you call a high line and then you're like praying, please raise the flag, tell me he's offsides.
I mean, we don't like to do that. That's a last case scenario. We're more trying to, you know, track the runners and make sure that we're in good position so that we have cover. But you know, that, like I said, that's the last case scenario, and hopefully we can catch him sometimes. But it's more just being aware of, you know, where your man is and making sure that you're taking care of that space.
You're listening to A1 Weekend Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. My guest on the hotline right now, my guy, center back for DC United, Steven Birnbaum. And you are coming up on 200 appearances. Man, you've been in D.C. as long as, you know, the president has. Longer, 3 presidents now. I mean, so to talk to the audience here about, man, coming up on 200 appearances. I believe this weekend will be 197. I mean, has it just been just like so quick before your eyes? Like, how does it feel, man?
Yeah, I don't even know that. That's awesome. It's good to hear. No, it's been amazing to be able to be with such a historic club and be here for so long. It's pretty rare in our profession. So I've been really fortunate to, you know, have my wife and kids here. And, you know, we've been in, you know, a stable environment and be with such a great club and good ownership. So, no, we're very thankful. And, yeah, it seems like it's just flown by. I remember coming in as a rookie and looking at all these older guys like, man, these guys are old and so young and I have so much time ahead of you. And then, you know, a couple years later, you're one of those old guys. I'm one of those old guys. So it's crazy. But no, I'm enjoying it and we're loving it. No, thanks for letting me know about those 200 appearances. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You've created a legacy in DC. You say you're not aware of the number of appearances, but I do know you're rocking a pretty sweet mullet mohawk right now. So I know you know, the cameras are on you. Why don't you kind of explain here, like, what was the idea behind the hair change? Cause I know you've rocked the same cut for a long time.
Yeah, you know, I'm usually pretty standard. I like to mix it up a little bit here and there, not go too crazy. But, you know, we got some guys on our team like Paul Arroyo. He dyes his hair. We got a couple other guys that dye their hair. I'm not that wild, but I like to have a little flair in my game. So I'll rock and roll it here and there.
I love it. Speaking of DC United and the offense, Ola Kamara has been banging in goals this season left and right. Talk to me about what it's been like to have a striker that's just been on point. It seems like anytime he gets a chance inside the box, it's going in.
Yeah, it's been awesome to, you know, I mean, you can run. You know, it's been great. You know, he's had an incredible season and also I remember playing him against Columbus and thinking he was just a beast. So, yeah, he's been awesome for us this year. And, you know, we're going to need him to continue to bring some goals, you know, in this final stretch. And so we're excited to see, you know, where he ends up in that golden boot race. And we're trying to get him up on top of him. So we need to help him out.
Absolutely. You're cutting out a little bit there, so hopefully we can get you to to a better reception spot here. So
yep.
You're listening to AWOD Weekend Radio. DC United right now in the standings, sitting in fifth place with 40 points. And like we were talking about, this is a huge stretch of the season here for United. 3 games in 1 week. You know, you play Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. Talk to me about the importance of securing 3 points, at least during the home games.
Oh, it's huge for us. I mean, home games is where you make your money, and that's where we need to win our games right now, especially with the teams coming in. You know, we know they're they're all good teams. You know, I think we got Nashville, who's in second, and then New England, who's in first. So we know when you're going to win these home games, because it's hard to win on the road in this league. So we know that, and we know how important this game is on Saturday. And, you know, every point matters at this time in the season. So, you know, it's a playoff game for us on this Saturday and going forward.
Absolutely. It really is. Every point matters, and I really hope you guys can secure 3 points at Audi Field. That game is this Saturday night tonight against Nashville at 7:30. Tickets still available, and I think everyone should get out there, and hopefully we can have a big crowd for this big matchup here. How do you guys think that, like, expectations for this season? Have you guys surpassed them? Are you right around there? Or are you just thinking about, hey, we got to get into the playoffs and then make some magic happen? What's kind of the locker room talk there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've really talked about our expectations. You know, I think people were writing us off in the beginning of the year, and I think people will realize we have a different style of play than we have in the years past. So I think they're excited about that. But for us, it's about making playoffs and making a deep run. I don't think, you know, we're satisfied until we do that. So this is the next step in that part. You know, it's, you know, the season's kind of chunked up into these little you know, time frames that mean a lot, and this is the biggest time frame that means the most. So it's one of those things where we just have to, you know, take it one game at a time. I know it sounds cliche, but got to do that, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
How does it kind of affect the style of play and the squad that Losada decides to use when you have guys like Areola that are so important to this team, and they're going off to play for the national team in a huge matchup? It's World Cup qualifying, and I believe he tweaked an injury there, and now he comes back to the team. How does that kind of affect the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been that way for our team this entire season. You know, it's next man up mentality, and we have a formation and a way that we go about playing, and, you know, everyone knows it, and that's, you know, they're expected to execute that plan when we go out on the field. So I think for us, it's just, like I said, next man up, and you know, we have faith in our entire squad, and that's why they're there, and, you know, we're ready to, whoever's on the field, to push forward and make sure that we get that win, especially at home.
All right, let's get the Steven Birnbaum perspective here from the game. From your position on the field there, kind of playing a sweeper role, usually you're the guy closest to the goalkeeper. And so when you're seeing the other team coming at you guys, and they've got guys on the wings, guys up the middle, and they're really working the ball around, how do you kind of decide, hey, I need to lead this team here and tell my left back to push up more and, you know, get my right back to stay back more and watch for the cross? How do you, like, talk to the audience here and let them know, like, how do you use your words on the pitch here to make sure that you keep the right line?
Yeah, I mean, that's my main role, I think, as a team, because I'm in the center of the three and the five.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my job is to organize not just our back line, but also the midfielders in front of us, and to make sure that, you know, everyone's in the right position. And, you know, when the team's running at us, it's mostly about just tucking in and making sure that the middle of the field's secure, and then, you know, forcing them wide, because that's the best angle no matter what. So that's kind of principles 101 for defenders, is, you know, make the field pretty narrow from our perspective and make sure that they play it wide. So, you know, that's kind of my role, and to make sure that everyone around me is thinking the same way.
How are you thinking when you see the team gets a corner kick or a set piece? Is that automatically in your mind, man, I can get up here and get a chance to get a game-winning header, or a shot on net or something like that? Do you kind of, like, you know, lick your lips every time you see there's a corner kick?
Of course, yeah. Anytime there's a set piece up in the opponent's half of the field, it's my job to you know, score a goal at that point. Or, you know, some of the defenders, we're the big guys up there that need to make sure that, you know, we can put the ball on the frame, or, you know, get a chance. So, you know, we've had great service from Julian Gressel this year, and we've done pretty well in set pieces. So that's a big part of our game.
Absolutely. And, you know, what kind of work does that take during the training field to get so good at set pieces? Is that like, hey, we've got so many different plays, everyone kind of knows their certain role? How do you guys practice that on the training ground to make sure, because, you know, you might only get three corners one game, you got to make sure they all count?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. It's, you know, it's about, you know, ton of practice. We practice set pieces. We go over film. We look at the other teams, how they line up. Each team's different. So, we got a great coaching staff that looks into that and knows that that's an important part of the game. And set pieces is also extremely important. So we look at that thoroughly every week, depending on the team.
You're listening to AWOD Weekend Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. My guest on the hotline, center back for DC United, Steven Birnbaum. So let me ask you something, Rear, off the field here. Are you playing the new FIFA at all?
No, you know what? I'm not much of a FIFA player. Unfortunately, I haven't played a lot of video games on that, but no, I haven't.
So what are you doing in your free time here? I'm sure you're spending a lot of time with your family. But what are you doing there to get some energy?
Yeah, well, free time, we have two young babies, so it takes up a lot of my energy, and yeah. We have a German Shepherd puppy, so we got our hands full over here, and we definitely do a lot. So we're my free time is mostly spending time with the family and enjoying that right now, because I'm lucky enough to be home semi early during the day and be with them.
Absolutely. So big game tonight, 7:30 at home at Audi Field here against Nashville. Why don't you kind of pump the audience up here as they're getting ready? We're about, 7 hours from the game as people are listening right now on 106.7 The Fan, and you want to get them excited. It's a huge matchup here at Audi Field, home game. You said only 6 matches left this season, so not much chance to see DC United in action, but it's got to be great to have a full crowd there at Audi Field.
Yeah, no. Every time we got a game there, we got great support, and we love having everyone out there. And the place rocks. Whenever you guys are there, we feel the energy, and we love to see the beer flowing. We love to see it it's flashing in the stands. It's awesome after we score a goal. So keep it coming. We're gonna need everyone during this final push.
I love it, man. All right, man. Good luck, and I appreciate you taking the time, Steve.
Awesome. Have a good one.
Yep. That was DC United Steven Birnbaum here on the hotline during AWOD Weekend Radio. Don't change that dials. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan, final segment here of AWOD Weekend Radio. If you missed any of the show, you can rewind with the Odyssey app or check out the podcast. I'm going to quickly go through here my keys to victory. If somehow Washington is able to defeat the Chiefs, Washington needs to go up 14-0 to have any chance. We need big swings in the first half. Number two, keys to victory here on 106.7 The Fan. Get Kansas City off the field on 70% of third downs. Right now, we are giving up a league average worse on third down conversions. Need to flip that completely for Washington to have a chance and get Mahomes off the field every opportunity you have. Number three, you got to win the turnover battle. Not just win it, but have zero offensive turnovers, because you really cannot give the Chiefs any free points and expect a chance to win. My Wizards season preview. Season tips off in just 3 days. I think the biggest thing that we should all be focusing on is the play of Montrezl Harrell, probably off the bench, and his defensive focus, and Spencer Dinwiddie. He's the most interesting acquisition, because it was obvious when we moved on from Russell Westbrook in that massive trade with L.A. that Washington had sights on the former Nets guard Dinwiddie, and that we had heard that he expressed interest to play with Bradley Beal. So that'll be an interesting dynamic. I think you'll get a little bit of John Wall vibes from him, because he's very fast, but he's also got a good mid-range jumper and some three-point shots. Thanks for everyone who listened to the show today. Take care. I'll see you next week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.